once again. And we are continuing on our topic of Birchas Kohanim. We're going to go a little bit off path this week, but I have somewhat of a connection. I was thinking a lot about the bracha and the tefillah of rain, because this coming Matzah Shabbos, we're going to start inserting inside Shmoneh Esrei, V'sein Tal Amata L'Vracha. And I was just thinking about the sugya of davening for rain, V'sein Tal Amata L'Vracha, U'mashiv Rucha B'Nergashim. And it's always good to, you know, tefillah and Shmoneh Esrei sometimes gets stale because we don't have the proper kavana. So it's always nice to get a new perspective, a new outlook of tefillah, in hopes to inspire us to daven with greater kavana and connect Hashem in a stronger way. So let's talk a little bit about, I don't want to talk about saying Tal Amata L'Vracha, but actually more directly, Mashiv Ruach U'min HaGashem, or Geshem, which we've been saying for a couple months since Shemini Atzeres. But I want to talk about that, use that as a springboard to talk about rain in general, and something maybe a bit personal about our growth in Torah and Yiddishkeit. So I want to start off with the following question. The following question I want to start off with is, you open up in the Siddur, in different Siddurim, even within the Art Scroll, depending on the edition you have, in some Siddurim you'll have Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem, and others you have Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGoshem. So is it proper to say Geshem, or is it proper to say Gashem? So I'm going to leave that in the back of our mind as we're going to go through the sugya, but I do want to make somewhat of a connection to our sugyas of Birchas Kohanim. And if you take a look on the share screen now for a very interesting bracha that was recited by the Kohen Gadol every single year on Yom Kippur, when he would go into the Kodesh Kodashim, he would say the following tefillah. Take a look here. It should be on your share screen, number 4. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. A very short tefillah the Kohen Gadol would say when in the Kodesh Kodashim. U'mispalel tefillah k'tzara in the bowl there. He would daven a short tefillah, bebeis achiton, in the outer part, before coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. My matzli, what was the tefillah? You'd imagine something very long, something very deep, something very personal. The Gemara says, you know what the tefillah was? Rava bar Rav Ada, Rabin bar Rav Ada, Tervayu, both of them said, Mishmei de Rav, Amri, what was the tefillah? He ratzon milfanech Hashem Elokeinu, let it be the will of Hashem, it should be a year full of rain and shchuna. The Gemara tweaks the language. Shchuna means heat. Heat is not so helpful in the rainy season. So what it means is it should be rainy. If it's very hot, it should be a very rainy season. But we see the one short bracha, the only tefillah that's said in the Kodesh Kodashim is that it should be a year full of rain. And the Gemara goes on to say that in the name of Rav Yehuda, they would add a few extra phrases that they shouldn't cease to have the kings of Beis Yehuda, and that the Am Yisrael doesn't require supporting each other. Everyone will be self-sufficient, and we shouldn't allow the tefillahs of the travelers to be answered because the travelers would not want rain. They would daven that it shouldn't rain, and of course everybody else would want rain. So the very short tefillah, just 5 statements, the first and most important one was about rain, and the last one was also about rain. Don't let the over drachma's tefillah be answered. So we see how crucial rain is. Now, certainly it's appreciative in Eretz Yisrael because they rely so much more on rain than in Chutz La'aretz, than in America. The water and rain isn't so plenty, so we understand from agricultural perspective how important rain is. But nonetheless, we're davening for rain for here in America, here in Florida and New York. And of course, we are adopting that rain in Eretz Yisrael too. So it's very, very, very important. We have to appreciate a bit of the nature of what we say in tefillah. Now, the Gemara does have a ma'isa. At one time, the Kohen Gadol, who went in that year, and he had an extra long tefillah. He wanted to add a few different things. The Gemara doesn't say what he added in. It could have been personal. It could have been communal. But he added some tefillahs. And the Kohanim went in to get him. They're about to fetch him because they thought maybe he died from the Kodesh Kodashim. And at that moment, the Kohen Gadol emerged from the paroches and he was fine. And they said, why did you daven so long? And he said, is it so troubling your eyes that I davened a little bit extra for all of the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed? And they said, Afa Pekin, even though you had good intentions, don't do this. Because we have a Kabbalah that we daven a very short tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. We don't want to get Am Yisrael all nervous that Chas V'Shalom the Kohen Gadol died in the Kodesh Kodashim. But either way, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, we've been talking about the tefillahs and brachas of Kohanim in general, but the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol is that it should be a year full of rain. That's what he davened for. That was a very, very short tefillah. So we say Mashiva Ruach Umurna Geshem or Umurna Gashem every single day in the rainy season, and now we're adding V'sein Tal and Matal Racha come the end of the week, Matal Shabbos. So let's understand, let's appreciate a little bit about the nature of these additions. Again, my focus is going to be really on Mashiva Ruach Umurna Geshem. The conversation begins in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, the very, very first mission of Maseches Tainis. It's number 5 in the Shear Script. The Mishnah that tells us there's a machlokus, when do we start saying Mashiva Ruach u'morid hageshem? Is it from day 1 of Sukkot, or is it the last day, Shmiya Teres? Now we, of course, paskin Shmiya Teres, that's when we recite Tfilas Geshem, but take note of the machlokus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Me'emasai mazkirin gvuros geshamim. At what point do we start mentioning gvuros geshamim? That's a reference to the strength of Hashem that He brings rain. When do you start saying Mashiva Ruach? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shachat. The very first day of Sukkot is when we should start saying Mashiva Ruach. Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag, from the very last day of Chag, which is Shmiya Teres. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Hoel Ve'ein HaGishamim Ela Simen Klala B'Chag, since if it rains on Sukkot, it's a Simen Klala. It's what the Mishnah Masechah Sukkah tells us, that Hashem pours on you, like the Eved who's serving the king some water and wine, and the king says, I don't want it, and he throws the water in his face. So when we go to the Sukkah and it rains, Hashem is pouring the water back in the face of the Avadim. That's you and I. He throws the face, the water, he doesn't want us. It's a Simen Klala. So if it rains on Sukkot, it's a Simen Klala. Lama hu mazkir, why in the world would you mention it on the first day of Sukkot? We don't want it to rain until after Sukkot is over. So Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af ani lo amarti l'shol. I didn't say to ask for the rain. Ela hazkir mashiv haruach u'morin hagashem bonoso. I just mentioned the fact that Hashem has the capability, that Hashem has the ability to bring rain. I'm not asking for it. I'm just being mashabach Hashem. I'm praising Hashem. But it's not a she'ela. It's not a bakasha. So what exactly is the response of Rabbi Yeshua? So we're going to come back to this as well at the end to understand what exactly Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about to the nature of this statement of Mashiv HaRuach u'morid hagashem. So now the Gemara tells us some interesting halachas related to Mashiv HaRuach u'morid hagashem. The Gemara says in Gimel Amud Beis, number 6 here, what would the halacha be if a person did not say Mashiv HaRuach u'morid hagashem, but instead he says, Morid HaTal. I daven in Eish Kodesh here, we daven Nusach Svard, so we say Morid HaTal all year round. So if a person forgets Mashiach Ruach HaMorid HaGashem, you know, right when they start changing it, and instead he said what's natural for him is Morid HaTal going to be a good replacement and not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, or no? If you didn't say Mashiach Ruach HaMorid HaGashem, you would have to repeat it. Morid HaTal does not replace the need to daven for rain. So the Gemara says, and give them a base here, number 6. Amr Rabbi Chanina. Hilkach, therefore, b'yamos achama in the summer. Amar Mashiach Ruach, if you ask for wind in the summer, ain't machsino, so that's not a big deal to ask for rain. I'd rather ask for wind. You don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you said Mashiach Ruach, just those two words alone. But if you also said, or you said Amar Morid HaGeshem, that Hashem should bring rain in Yamos Achama in the summer, then machsirna, so we make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei because we don't want it to rain in the summer. Now the flip side, if we are b'yamos ha-gashamim, in the rainy season, which is now, between Sukkot and Pesach, lo amar mashir v'rach, if you don't ask for wind, no big deal, ain't machsirna, so davening for wind is not essential. So if you don't mention it, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But lo amar morid ha-geshem, if you don't ask for rain in Yamos HaGashamim, then Machsirna, so that is essential. And you would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei to say Mashiach Ruach u'morid HaGeshem. So the Tosos there, on Tainis Gimel Mabez, number 7, he says, Achein im Omar Morid HaTal b'Yamos HaGashamim ein Machsirin. But if instead of saying Morid HaGeshem, you say Morid HaTal, that Hashem brings dew, then that actually is a good enough, and you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in the Yamos HaGashamim. Morid HaTal is a very good substitute. And Tosfos goes on to bring a proof that the Yushalmi, here if you look in the continuation, the Yushalmi clearly states, Begeshem v'hizkir shel tal, ein machzirin oso. You don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. So I'm going to mention, before I explain this machlokas, what Tosfos mentions further, what would the din be? Let me just stop the share screen. I like to see you guys once in a while. I speak to you. What would the din be if instead of saying, if you forgot Mashir Ruach Mirgashim, you didn't say it, but you said it during Shema Tefillah? There's a din that, again, we're going to start V'sein Tal Matal Racha this coming Matzah Shabbos. Let's say you finish the Bracha of Racha Shanim, and you realize, you didn't say V'sein Tal Matal Racha. So you're allowed to add it in Shema Tefillah. You could insert the words V'sein Tal Matal Racha, and you have fulfilled the obligation. There is no need to repeat Shemona Esrei. But what would the halacha be if you forgot Mashiv Ruach U'minagashim? Could you take those words and say it in Shema Tefillah as well? Was that going to work? Or is this unique only to the words V'sein Tal U'matal Racha? So the Tosfos quotes in the Yushalmi. Again, I know we're doing a lot of stuff here. We're going to Mirat Hashem, piece everything together. It's going to all flow, I hope. The Yushalmi says that if a person did not say Mashiv Ruach U'morid Hagashim, he can add it in during Shema Tefillah, and he will not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. That's what he holds. So again, two dinim of the Yushalmi, the Tosfos says. Number one is, Morid HaTal may substitute for the Morid HaGashem. And the Yushalmi also says that if you forgot it, you could replace it in Shemaya Tefillah. However, the opinion of the Rush, actually we'll get back to the Rush in just a moment. So take a look now at the share screen. We're first going to focus on whether Morid HaTal can substitute for Morid HaGashem. So take a look at the sheet of the Rambam. Rambam agrees to the opinion of the Tosfos. The Rambam writes in number 9, I'm going to go out of order for a second. The number 9, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Mi sheta b'yamos hagshamim. A person who made a mistake during the rainy season, v'lo amar Morid HaGashem. He did not say Morid HaGashem as he was supposed to, and he also didn't say v'lo Morid HaTal either. That's when he's chozer l'rosh. He has to go back. However, v'im hizkir hatal, but the Rambam writes, if he mentions tal instead of geshem, eino chozer, you don't have to go back. You do not have to repeat it. The Ritva, if you go up one, number 8, the Ritva argues and says, Morid HaTal is not a substitution for geshem. He says, if you read just the bold here, aval gemara shalanu, our gemara, lo amru kein, our gemara, Bavli doesn't say Morid HaTal could substitute, only the Yushalmi. Elanirin lahem dvarim kipshutan. You take the face reading of the Gemara. Dechol shelo hizker geshem. If you didn't mention rain, machzirin oso. You repeat Shemona Esrei, and the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara isn't concerned. Velo chashashu lahazkaras hatal, because it doesn't depend on tal. It all depends on mentioning rain. So we see a very important machlokas. We've shown him whether or not Morid HaTal can substitute for geshem or can it not. So what exactly is the machlokas? So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah here, number 10. He explains as follows. He says, V'yesh lomar, d'chev, and I'm reading just the bold here. V'yesh lomar, d'chev. Can you guys hear me? I hear someone talking. You guys hear me still? Oh, good. Okay, fine. I heard someone. So back inside, the Kesef Mishnah says, V'yesh lomar, d'chev, and d'biyamos hakshamim, since in the rainy season, tzricha ha'aretz lamayim. The ground, the land needs water in the rainy season. V'zeh hizkir tal. This guy mentions tal instead of geshem. Harei hizkir gvuraso shekadosh baruch hu. He mentions Hashem's strength. What's the strength of Hashem? Morid HaTal, he brings dew. What does dew accomplish? Mashbia mayim laaretz. It brings your wet rain, not rain, but tal. Brings dew to the ground and moistens the ground. V'yaf al pi she'osa mayim einan netzarim, even though do never stop, says the Gemara says, and you don't even have to daven for it, because it's going to come anyways. Mikomakom gvuri, it still mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength. It's a shevach, it's a praise of Hashem. Aval kishelo hizkir lo tal v'lamater. If one does not mention neither tal nor rain, me'acha she'olam tzarech l'mayim, but we need water, we need moisture. Zed lo hizkir gvurasa she'kadosh baruch hu. You didn't mention Hashem's greatness. You didn't remember, mention Hashem's strength, and you make him go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. So let me take a step back and explain what's going on. I'll explain this outside, and I'm going to show you inside how this is the machlokus in the Rishon. What exactly is the nature of the words Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem? The simple understanding is it's a praise of Hashem. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's Matia Surim, He's Mechai Mesim, He's all these beautiful, wonderful things Hashem does. The whole second bracha, or the first bracha, Ke'el HaGadol HaGibor V'Anora, He's great, He's strong, He's powerful, He's awesome. Of that list is Mashiv HaRuach Min HaGeshem, Mechai Mechesed, Mechai Mesim, Rachim Rabim, all these wonderful praise of Hashem. The simple understanding, it's a shevach, it's a praise of Hashem. So you need to be Meshabech Hashem in His ability to moisten the ground, to cause things to grow. So that could be accomplished either by mentioning Hashem's ability to bring matar, geshem, or by tal. They're very, they're synonymous regarding the praise of Hashem. But there is another perspective of what exactly Mashiv Ruach U'Min HaGeshem is, and that's going to answer all of our questions. There's a perspective, and we're going to see Tosis in a second just to make that clear, but I want to say it outside first, make sure we understand it, that there's something called the Shevach, this praise, and there's something called a bakasha, a request. They're very different. I praise someone, it's just saying how great they are, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's asking, could I have das? Could I have health? Could I have slicha? There's Shevach and there's bakasha. We know that the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are Birchas HaShevach, the three brachas of praise, and the next 12/13 brachas are bakashas, requesting from Hashem various things. Shemaya Tfilah, V'lamal Shinim, Saint Talmud Tilvracha, all of that, that's bakasha. But there's something that's in between. That which is in between is not quite a Shevach, but it's not quite a bakasha. What is it? It's what's called a Ritzui. Ritzui is when you're trying to praise Hashem with a goal of getting something out of it. You could say to your spouse, you could say, you look so pretty, wonderful chicken soup. Or if you're trying to get something out of her, you're trying to get something out of a king, out of the president, you praise with a goal of trying to get something out. So if you're going to ask the president, let's say, for money. So it would be very strange to thank the president for something he does, nothing to do with money. He he's a great golfer. And then you ask him for some money, so then those don't go together. They're not in the same category. If you want to ask for money from the president, so you're going to say, President Trump or President-elect Biden, whoever the president's going to be, you say, listen, you are so successful, you know how to manage money, I can use some help in this area. So that's a shevach, a praise, that's leading to a bakasha, it's a ritzui. So when we daven to Hashem of Mashiv HaRuach, U'Min HaGeshem, it's really with the goal of praising Hashem in that arena of rain, with the goal of eventually asking Him for rain, v'sein tal matat l'vracha. There's a connection of Mashiv HaRuach leading into the bakasha of rain. It's called a ritzui. It's not a shevach, it's more, it's close to a bakasha, but not yet a bakasha. It's somewhere in between. So now take a look at the language of Rashi versus Tosfos to highlight the difference between these two different perspectives. I'm going to put the share screen back up. You look inside now, there's a Gemara, a Mishnah, and a Brachos number 11 here. Mishnah Brachos, Daf Lamed, Gimel, Amun Alf. The Mishnah says, Maskirin Gevuras Keshamim Metchias HaMesim. We mention, Gevuras Keshamim, which is Morid HaGeshem, during the second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei, Metchias HaMesim. And She'ela, we ask, B'Birchas HaShonim. We ask for Saint Taldam Matal Vracha. So Rashi comments in number 12 on that Mishnah. What does it mean, Maskirin Gevuras Keshamim? We mention Mashiv HaRuach, She'ein Olashin Bakasha. It's not a request, Olashin Haskara V'Shevach. It's simply a mentioning. It's a praise. It's just a praise, like everything else we mentioned in the first three brachas, the praising Hashem, Atah Gibor Le'al Mashem, Mechai Meisim, Atah Rav L'Shia. It's a praise. But if you look at number 13, this is Tosos, in the very beginning of Maseches Tainus. Tosos says, Chova liratzos lifnei she'ela. You need to be meratzo. You need to appease the king. You need to appease the Almighty before asking a question. She'kol haba levakesh. If you want to ask something, you have to be first maktim umiratzo. You first have to gain favor. You have to first appease. If a child's asking his parent for something, if he's a smart child, he should first, praise his parent in this particular area that he's looking for something. Mommy, daddy, abba, tati, whatever you, ima, you're so generous you love me so much, it's my birthday, can I have this gift? Can I have a brand new, whatever it is, a brand new game? So that's a ritzui, not a shevach. A shevach is just saying, you look pretty. Oh, you're so happy. Oh, you're so this. Just a shevach, nothing to do with a goal. There's no goal in mind. But once there's a goal in mind, that ups the definition to a ritzui. It's leading into a bakasha. It's almost a bakasha. With this in mind, I believe we can explain all our different questions right now. So let's go through one by one. Are you allowed to say Morda Tal in place of Morda Gashem? Will that work? So we already saw in the Kesem Mishnah, yeah, it works. It's a Shevach. It's a praise of Hashem. Whether it's Matar or Tal, it's a Shevach. If you look at the language of the Mishnah Berurah, this becomes very, very apparent. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you say Morda Tal in place of Agashem, you fulfilled your Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to repeat it. I'm reading it inside, Simon Kuf Yudalad. It's not in front of you. The Mechaber writes in Sifhei, B'v'yemos ha'gashamim in the rainy season, im lo amar morda gashem machzirno, so you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you don't say morda gashem. This is all only true, shelo hizkir tal, if you didn't mention tal. Aval im hizkir tal, if you mention tal, ain't machzirno, so you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ta'amo, the reason, the afagav delo netzar, even though tal never stops, mikom makom shevach hu lakadosh baruch hu azkaraso. It's still a praise of Hashem. But if you say that mashiva ruach u'minageshem is actually a ritzui, it's more than just a praise, it's leading to a bakasha. What's the bakasha? What are we asking for that we're going to start saying Matzah Shabbos? V'sein tal amata livracha. We mentioned tal, but tal always comes anyways. We're asking for rain. If you want to ask for rain, you have to have a ritzui that's related to what you're asking. If I'm praising Hashem tal, but I'm asking for matar, those are two different things. It's not going to be a direct ritzui. Your ritzui must be in line with what the ultimate question is. And according to those opinions, according to the Rush, you cannot use maskir tal instead of mashir ruach u'minagashim. Because he understands mashir ruach is actually a ritzui. It must be synonymous to what exactly the bakash is. This also answers the question, can you mention mashir ruach u'minagashim during shomei tefillah? We have a klal that take a look inside in Tosos. Tosos tells us, what can you say inside shomei tefillah? What type of phrases can be used? So if you look inside here, we're going to jump now to number 15. Here we go. 15, Tosos writes, Mipnei sheyachal omer b'shemei tefillah. You could say things in shemei tefillah. What does that mean? Shol adam tzrachav b'shemei tefillah, v'dafka tzrachav. You could ask for things that you need in shemei tefillah. For example, if a person is sick, or a person needs water, or a person needs health. But you can't mention haskaras. You can't mention a shevach during shemei tefillah. That's not allowed. So you see, this is the point right now. If you understand Mashiach Ruach HaMinah Gashem to be a Shevach, then there's no place in the Brach of Shemei Tefillah. Shemei Tefillah is a place of Bakashos, not a place of Shevach. But if you assume Mashiach Ruach is actually a Ritzui, it's almost like a Bakasha, then it makes all the sense in the world why you can mention Mashiach Ruach in the context of Shemei Tefillah. It's a type of Bakasha, it's a type of Ritzui, and fits in perfectly. This also answers another question of whether you should say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem or should you mention HaGashem. Why? So I once came across a sefer, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He explained as follows. The word is really Geshem. When we use Gashem, we have a klal and grammar in the Torah. When it's the end of a pasuk, when it's the end of a statement, the word Geshem would turn to a Gashem. So if Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem is part of the rest of the brachos, meaning it's a Shevach, so it fits in nicely. So the word should be Geshem, it flows in nicely. But if Mashiva Ruach Umina Geshem is a Ritzui, it's a type of Bakasha, it's almost out of place in the other parts of the Brachas, so we have to indicate it's separate, so then we would say the word Geshem to say that this is not part of the rest of the Bracha. It's a Ritzui, it's a little bit more than simply a Shevach. I want to finish off now, after understanding this idea of whether this is a Shevach or Ritzui, either way it's somehow leading into the Bakasha of Sein Tal Matal Bracha that we'll be saying this coming week. I want to mention a very interesting Gemara about comparing rain and that to Limud HaTorah. The Gemara tells us in Tanya's Daf Zayin and Aleph, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom SheNitna BaTorah. The day it rained, it's like the day the Torah was given. It says, Yarof kemater likhi. That's going to rain like a lekach. What's a lekach? Lekach ki lekach tov nasati lechem terasi atazovu. Lekach is Torah. Meaning the Torah is like matar. Torah is like rain. Rava says, rain, it's even greater than the day the Torah was given. In what way is Torah compared to rain? What's the lesson? How could Torah be compared to rain? So we're davening that rain this coming Matzah Shabbos. We don't really need rain that much in Chutz Arts. We daven for Eretz Yisrael. We're also davening for ourselves personally. How are we davening for ourselves personally? It's regarding our personal tefillah of Limud HaTorah. The Gra writes that what's so unique about rain is it rains all over the world. The same exact chemicals, H2O, is in the rain, whether it's here, whether it's Eretz Yisrael, when it's China, Australia. The rain is H2O no matter where you find it. But depending on what it's growing, what the seed is, that's going to develop into an apple tree, into bananas, into peaches, into pears, into watermelons, whatever you want it to be. The Gra says, so too, each one of us has a unique chelek in Limud HaTorah. And the Torah is something that's it's uniform. It's the same thing for me and for you. But depending what it's planting, depending who it's affecting, what neshama, that's what's going to grow out of it. We each have a unique path in Limud HaTorah, and that's what we're also davening for. Beruchnius, that the rain, that the lekach tov, that the Torah affects us and brings about our unique quality. And now Hanukkah is just around the corner, and we say in the Pasuk, Vayar Kim es ha'or kitov, Hashem saw the light was good. That Rashi says it was the or that's hidden. It was or ganez, hidden for the tzaddikim. What or ganez is it referring to? So the Medrash tells us that or ganez was actually available in the world to Adam HaRishon for 36 hours, Lamed Vav hours, and then it was hidden away. What's the significance of Lamed Vav hours? Says the B'nai Saschar, it's referring to the Lamed Vav, the 36 Neres Chanukah that we're going to light starting next week. Those 36 hours are going to be coming out in the Or Ganez of the 36 Neres Chanukah. And B'nai Saschar says, you want to know what the Chelek is, what type of what the Or Ganez is, what the secret Torah is, the secret hidden light? Says the B'nai Saschar, it's the 36 Masechtas of Shas. It's not Kabbalah, it's not Tars Nistar, it's what's available to us, the 36 Gemaras, 36 Masechtas of Shas. And perhaps I could add, why Lam Revav Lo means him. Each of us has our own, him and him and he, we each have our own unique path within Limud HaTorah, within Shas. Some people, you know, are going to find their chelik in learning Daf Yomi. Some people are going to find their chelik in learning Ian, some people in learning Halacha, some people looking at Gata, there's going to be an expert in Ervin, an expert in Mikvos, an expert in Gittin, an expert in Hilcha Shabbos, an expert in Ribbis, an expert in Choshen Mishpat. But either way, each one of us has a unique path, a low, his path, his Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah, his Lamed Vav Masechtas and Shas that we have for ourselves. And that comes through the Matar, through the rain. So this Kari Matzah Shabbos, we should have in mind not only the physical rain to help their agriculture, but also to help our own spiritual agriculture to find their own inspiration and chelik in Limud HaTorah.